The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Stella was completely wasting, out of work and down. All inside, it's so frustrating.
All right, we got two more segments with Pastor Manning, and I am news blitzing and taking calls for the balance of the hour. Then Paul Watson, fresh horse, bust out of the gate from London, England. It's all coming up. Pastor Manning is our guest, taking your phone calls right now at 800-259-9031. Paula, Marshall, David, Terry, and others. Who's been holding the longest here? And that would be, I guess, Terry in Minnesota. You're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Alex, how you doing today?
I'm doing okay. Your phone's way overdriven. Can you kind of back off it a little bit for me, bro?
How is that?
It's still pretty bad. A lot of folks get on speakerphones and things, but go ahead and ask your question, sir.
I wanted to ask Pastor Manning. Pastor Manning, you sound like you've been studying with the Shepherd's Chapel with Dr. Arnold Murray. You sure you guys have a lot in common?
I don't know that I have been studying with them. I know I have not been doing so deliberately. Perhaps some of the information, I'm not sure exactly what their thesis is and exactly what they represent in totality. But if they're preaching the truth, then yeah, we're on the same page.
Well, look, I mean, it's like I can have an expert on the New World Order on when something's just broken. And we're saying the exact same thing, and it turns out to be accurate, because it's not like we're mainstream media trying to confuse people. We've done our research. We know who we're dealing with. The whole mainstream media job is to keep people out of understanding. Once you get it and how this system really works, you understand it. And people say, well, I don't want to know how it works. Folks, the amount of money you could make, if people are greedy out there, knowing how the New World Order operates is incredible. But people are so bought into, I mean, just in gold and silver trading, the success I personally had and knowing how things work, it's just incredible. Because this knowledge is there and the average person doesn't know it because the system doesn't want you to have it. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Marshall in Delaware. Marshall, you're on the air with Pastor Manning. Go ahead.
How are you doing, gentlemen?
Well, thank you.
How you doing, gentlemen?
That's fine. How are you?
Fine. I just want to just try to figure out why Hillary Clinton just seems to have this spell, especially amongst the minority voter base. For Pete, and now she wouldn't know how to get people to realize how it works. Here's how it works. She did that interview a few last week where she said, hot sauce is what she always carries with her. She's doing that with two former hosts of MTV shows. So they know what questions are going to be asked. They know how she's going to answer. And then they just sit there and giggle and pander along. That's how it really works. That's how.
Yeah, she's having scripted TV programs. Absolutely. I mean, Obama's press conferences are pre-scripted now. Pastor Manning?
Yeah, well, you know, that's pretty much par for the course. That way they keep control over all of the flow of the information. You know, I don't congratulate them for doing that, but I certainly understand why they do it. What would be preferred is that there would not be control, that the people would be able to ask whatever questions they like, and the answers would not be pre-prepared. I mean, it's like eating a pre-cooked dinner. You just put it in the microwave and oven and eat it rather than having a fresh prepared meal for you that's prepared by some loving hands. That's how I see that.
Pastor Manning, we've got a question for you from David about vaccines. David, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Pastor Manning, love you both. Thanks for your humble work. I was just wondering, I see a lot of people talking about immunizations and how they're bad, and then the other side talks about how they're a myth. Well, what does someone like me do who's been directly affected by this with my son who got a chickenpox vaccination and had it for 3 months and a fever of 103.6 for 4 out of 7 days of the week, and the hospital kept denying that's even what it was and basically refused to treat him because they didn't know what to do. Now he's got autism. He's on disability and all these special classes. I have to protect him 24 hours.
No, I know. Most hospitals don't want to admit they did it, so they won't even tell you he's having an autoimmune response and the techniques to lower an autoimmune response. They won't even tell you give him antihistamines or whatever. They won't even tell you to give him Benadryl. They'll just let him have the brain inflammation for, you know, a month and basically be brain damaged. Stay there. I want to come back and get Pastor Manning's view on all this. I'm not against the science of vaccines. It's just they have a danger, and the system's hiding stuff in them. Stay there.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Final segment with Pastor Manning. And then, news blitz and your calls. Your calls are coming up in just a moment. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Taking a few final calls for Pastor Manning, but if you look at the self-driving cars, the computer takeover, the elite saying they're making the world obsolete for humans, China announcing in Japan they're going to have almost all their farmers be robots, humans aren't needed, why would the elites build a world where humans aren't needed? Well, they've told us at the UN, the public numbers are 80% population reduction. More of the internal are 90% forced world population reduction. I'm not saying vaccines are bad enough themselves, but I don't bring this up as Pastor Manning's African-American. I bring it up because that's the target population as the test. 46 years, 47 years, tens of thousands of black men and women coming into medical clinics, really a government eugenics project, all over the South, not just Tuskegee, and being injected with live syphilis to then spread it. Thousands died. That's just one of thousands of declassified programs where they're training to take on rural communities and Christians and black communities. And it's certain communities. It's not our government itself that's even bad. It's this evil force within it directing all this. And I want to take a few calls and let you go. I know you've got your own work to do, Pastor Manning, there at your Atlas Center. But You cannot deny there is an anti-human agenda going on. So I say to the New Agers, hey, the Bible says it's a fallen angel here to destroy us, and God's in the heavens trying to protect us, whatever. I don't know what it is, but what the Bible says is real, and it's the most accurate thing out there of all the ancient texts. But a lot of the other ancient texts point in the same direction as well, and I think we would be ignorant to ignore what's happening. In just in 60 seconds, I'm going to go back to calls. She's got to go.
The vaccine issue. Yeah. Especially when it relates to black or African-American people. I went to the doctor a month or so ago, and he asked me if I had chickenpox when I was a young person. I told him, no, I didn't think I did, but I did. And the reason why he asked is because chickenpox at my age can then evolve in what's now known as a medical illness dynamic called shingles, a very burning of the inwardly of the skin. And so there's a vaccine that's given, even though you don't have shingles, that will prevent it from ever erupting in your body. And I won't take it. I'm not going to take it. But there are a couple of things. I have my ultra concern about vaccines and the depopulation structure that is happening with the New World Order. But I also have a concern about myself personally. I mean, my doctor, I know, but he didn't do the administration. This is done by a local drugstore. And I can let some idiot, I'm not going to let some idiot at a drugstore pop me what he says is the vaccine and give me something that could sterilize me or give me syphilis or something.
Great answer. My dad just retired last year. He still has his medical license. He was a prolific dentist, worked about 3-4 days a week for 10 hours, then was a manager the other days. But he saw thousands of patients, and his patients would come in and they'd say, yeah, I just got the flu 2 days after I took the flu shot. Or he saw hundreds of them that would take the shingles shot and then get it a week later, including my grandmother's best friend.
Wow.
I'm not going to say her last name. She listens to me. I'm allowed to tell the story. She was an RN forever, super healthy. It almost killed her. She took the shingles shot and got the shingles for the first time in her life. Pastor, go ahead.
No, so I don't take vaccines. I just don't do it. I mean, yeah, I'm a bit cautious about saying to anyone about their child and their welfare that you should not. However, I would put my position out very strongly and ask people to be very careful about the medical profession, because they are definitely not to be trusted. And we do understand that there is a global depopulation plan, and not just abortion, and black people are a major target.
They've caught the UN all over the world adding a sterilant to tetanus shots they give women that then sterilize them. That's been confirmed mainstream news.
Yeah. So, I just want to say that about the vaccine issue.
Well, I agree with you. And if we could just get people to Google UN caught adding sterilant to vaccines, they'd get major Indian papers, major African papers, even Catholic papers. They've caught them. And the UN said it was an accident, but it was done over and over again. No, it's the Google. Rich Chinese get clean vaccines. German government gets clean vaccines. British government gets clean vaccines. They all get their own special vaccines. They still have some side effects. But they don't get the ones we're getting, folks. Just like last week, they admitted again, we're still given the SV40 polio vaccine that has the monkey virus that gives you cancer. Oops, gee, I was told that 5 years ago by our pediatrician. He said, listen, you don't say my name on air because I'm getting ready to retire. He goes, I volunteer for city clinics. We were in East Austin giving kids 1970s version live polio to the mouth, and I wouldn't do it. I looked it up. It was the groups that had the cancer virus. I mean, talk about evil, Pastor Manning.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. But I think it's critical that we look at what's happening medically. Best thing to do is try to eat the best kind of food you can get. Watch your own health very carefully. And you have to have a doctor that can be a trusted one. And by the way,
guess where the city clinic was? Just guess where they were out giving the kids free vaccines.
In the ghettos.
That's
where they put them.
Yeah, anyways, he pulled me over, and then he's a big guy. He was one of the biggest pediatricians in Austin. He would also not make you get vaccines. He wasn't an anti-vax guy, but he, quote, wouldn't. A lot of them refuse service if you want to do it. And my kids have been going there years, and he grabbed me by the arm. He said, I watch your show. And he goes, listen, you don't tell me. You tell people I said this, but not my name. He goes, you promised.
Alex.
I said, I'll tell you.
Alex, you made mention of the Kingsman in the first hour with respect to the television response telling everybody to kill themselves. The implant that was being put in people in the Kingsman, I saw that movie. I thought it was a good production as well. But, you know, a vaccine could be a sleeper chemical placed in your body that could have no particular medical effect upon you.
It's binary.
Yeah, but when a particular signal is activated through some sort of electronic, if you will, a telepathic system.
That's biometric. They admit, sir, you're absolutely right. It's a binary weapon.
You're doing something that could be detrimental to you and your family. Kill your mother and eat her flesh. Because of the control of this sleeper cell, if you will, type of vaccine. All right, okay, but I wanted to make that. I thought about that when you mentioned that earlier with the King.
And in closing, and then I'm going to let you go to the calls because I know you're busy, sir. They come out and admit we're putting brain chips in the troops' heads that have PTSD. We're going to make you see again if you're blind. It all sounds great, but it's like childhood's end. It's all enslaving us. Our IQs are dropping. We're more unhealthy. They're putting us in crutches. They're cutting our legs off to give us crutches. We're being dehumanized. We're being put in an artificial system. Exactly again what the Bible says. Closing comment, Pastor Manning.
We are in a desperate need for prayer, and we need to find a way to defund the New World Order, because that's where the power is. The power is in that Timothy verse of the love of money is the root of all evil. And also in what we expressed earlier about flipping the script. And the one thing that Satan has to offer, he does not have eternal life. He's never offered anybody that. He's never offered them a mansion in the kingdom of God. But he does offer in this world, and those that you could, let's say a Moses of that would be in the kingdom of God, or an Abraham or Peter or David in the kingdom of God. We would look at people like Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, the Koch brothers and others as the antithesis or the exact opposite of the Moses and David in this kingdom, because they've got the money, they've got the power, they've got the influence, and that's what Satan's offer. That is his reward. And so once we understand that dynamic, I think we have.
I agree with you, but for the first time in history, the power elite can offer life extension, and their top secret, which they now is starting to roll out.
Well, you're right, now
they're claiming they're going to give you eternal life, merging with a machine, but that's another con.
Yeah. Well, I think that most people will be a little leery of that. It may not sound that well. But listen, Alex, thank you so very much for having me on your broadcast here today. There's one other way people can contact me, Alex, if I can say this before I depart.
Sure.
Is they can follow me at Dr. James David Manning. James D. Manning, I'm sorry. They can follow me at Dr. James D. Manning. And usually I'm tweeting most of the time about things that are happening.
That's at Twitter, James David Manning, and otla.org. Thank you.
It's James D. Manning, Alex. James D. Manning.
That's right. All right. Well, thank you so much, James D. Manning, there on Twitter. We've got it up on screen for the Manning Report and otla.org. God bless you. Talk to you next month.
God bless you. Take care, Alex. Thank you so very much, sir.
You bet. Love getting him on once a month. I want to continue with your calls, and I mostly were for him, but we can continue on if you'd like. I've got news coming up as well. David, to finish up with the caller in California who we were talking to, you're saying, what do you do? They produced a secret vaccine fund in the 1980s, started off with, I think, $3 billion. I know it's had tens of billions pumped into it since then. You can look it up yourself, see the latest numbers. And then they make you go through all these Byzantine forms and years in court. And then to protect the manufacturers of the vaccines, they might pay you off. You know, let's say your kid's completely paralyzed. You know, they might say, we'll put $1 million in a fund to take care of them for the rest of their life, you know, as a vegetable. But that's the intense hard kill. They don't mean to cook everybody that much. It's just some males, because we're more susceptible to it, it hits us harder. You're supposed to have an IQ reduction. And they don't want to tell you, you know, and I'm not going to be a medical doctor here, but there are gut flushes you can do depending on what you've been hit with in the vaccine. A lot of times it programs the gut to create toxins that cause brain damage. But with something generally like the type of a viral situation you were talking about, what happens is you have an autoimmune response in the brain and other organs. And so they won't tell you what's going on. They won't tell you it's an autoimmune response. If they can, they'll claim you shook them if they're little enough, and so they can put you in prison because there'll be blood on the brain. But if they're not going to frame you for that, they won't do a brain scan or an x-ray. Only they decide at a really evil hospital to frame you to get extra money in the system and hurt humanity worse. You're in a true satanic hospital, and they are out there. They'll just try to keep you back and not tell you. More moral doctors will admit, okay, it's a vaccine, and tell you, here's what you do to reduce inflammation. Ginger shakes, you know, huge dosages of ginger. You can do artificial things. Same stuff you do if a bee bit you or a bee stung you. And you're having an autoimmune response, and you're having an allergic response. They're not going to tell you your son's having a month-long response with his brain swollen. They're not going to say take, different things that are known to reduce that. They're just going to tell you nothing's happening. It's no big deal. The government loves you. And so I'm going to come back to you, David, and get your take on what happened to your son straight ahead. They're not going to tell you take Benadryl. They're just going to say this is new. This is normal.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Is there a difference in body armor? You bet. Quality, warranty, price. Get it all from Patriot Armor. Veteran owned and operated, Patriot Armor plates are made in America. Max tested, independent lab certified. Come in many options and protection levels with a lifetime warranty on our steel armor plates and Viper plate carriers. Plus, industry leading prices starting at just $149.99. Click PatriotArmorDefense.com. That's PatriotArmorDefense.com. Or call 727-280-7146. When your life depends on it, trust no other. Patriot Armor.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Take a look out your window there. There's a scene you might like to catch. Got to get that clip where look out your window, Bob Dylan says he sold his soul to the devil. The lady on the TV interview is like, excuse me? And he goes, yeah, that's what you have to do. And then he became a Christian later and then wasn't a Christian. It's pretty wild. And I happen to know that Bob Dylan, from multiple sources, is fully aware of the New World Order and what's going on. Very strange bird. A great songwriter. You know, the voice is a little annoying. Some of his songs are great, though. What's that one where it's the long ballad? I don't know. He's got so many great songs. I actually really like Bob Dylan, but I'm digressing. David in California, listen, you're saying, what are you supposed to do? They just deny it, look at you like you're stupid. The vaccine insert of the particular vaccine your child took is on record that it can cause neurological disorders. They just con game you and say, no one's ever been hurt by this. Move along. Now, if you have a convulsion in the hospital or in the clinic itself, then sometimes they admit it. But, yeah, a fraction of the people damaged ever get the money. So you're asking, what are you supposed to do? You would need to basically go through a vaccine damage law firm that would take you on a contingency and then get your records and start fighting back against this. Describe what happened to your son, how old he was.
Well, he was just before he was two, because I kind of thought I was legally mandated to get his vaccinations before he was two, so I went in there.
Total lie.
And the lady explained every shot to me, but then she pulled out another shot, hit him with it, and I said, wait a minute, what was that one? And she said, oh, that's chicken pox. And I was like, well, I was kind of going to just have him get that naturally like I did, right? And she's like, oh, no, we do this now. It's a new thing. And I was like, what?
Right, let me just stop you. You say, you know, there's your 18-month-old or almost 2-year-old son. This is when most people then have the bye-bye time, because it's the third round of shots since birth, and the body just gives up. That's when they give you a whole bunch of them. So what was it, 5 different vaccines? Or were some of them triple shots where it had 3 different things per shot? They want to go up to 10 things per shot. I mean, that'll just be, you know, dead when you get them home. And they'll say, well, it's normal to have a dead body. I mean, I'm sorry to talk like this, but I'm warning the audience. How many shots did your son get?
Well, he got, like you said, right around 5, and she told me that some of them had multiple things in them. But when she, like I said, she explained every one of them until she got to that one, and then she just quickly did it, and then I said, wait, what was that? Okay. But then when I got him home, within, I'd say, 48 hours, he was completely covered in sores and had 103.6-degree temperature.
Sure,
I took him to the hospital. They had some nurse that didn't speak English, wrote down 100.3, so they ignored him 4 hours. And I said, what are you doing? He's got 103.6-degree temperature. Come. And they said, oh, no, he doesn't. He has 100.3. I said, well, I saw your nurse write it down wrong, and I thought.
Yeah, listen, I'm sorry, but I'm sorry to talk to you like this, but you deserve the truth. They had him in the oven. And those were probably some pretty evil people. The good nurses we've had on, master nurses, RNs, heads of old wings, and they have the preemies in the big hospitals, and they know that it's going to kill them when they give them the shots. Before, they never gave them shots to preemies, but they do now. The eugenicist bioethics boards want it to be outrageous and see what we'll put up with. That's why they mandate 2 flu shots for pregnant women. They even admit, oh, it's not, quote, needed. Well, one's not needed, but just say 2. Knowing it has a chance to cause an autoimmune response. Look, if your wife or girlfriend is pregnant, don't give them a vitamin B12 shot. Don't introduce anything under their skin that can cause an autoimmune response. It will reject the fetus, the baby. But now they have, you know, news ads, pregnant women get extra. It's like saying, you know, go to get a firing squad, jump in a wood chipper. They've got to over the top it, you see, to hide it in plain view, like saying father and mother's evil. Don't say boy or girl, say purple penguin. Everything's got to be completely flipped in La La Land. And I'm so sorry this happened to your son. So how was he at almost 2? I guess was he 20 months, 21 months versus after the shot? What happened?
Well, see, after this all this fever for 3 months or whatever, there was definitely delayed learning. He didn't talk till he was like 4 or 5, and then when he did talk, it was just like, no, dada, like a 3-year-old or a 2-year-old, actually before that even. And so he's been in special needs ever since, and he's 9 now. And I still am dealing with the denial from the schools, the hospitals, the Social Security.
Well, here's the deal. You want to, I'm so sorry, God bless you, I know it. Look, they came up with the 223 to wound people to get around the Geneva Convention because they found that would cause more of the Viet Cong to have problems taking care of a wounded person. This is meant to wound families and wound males, the leadership. You know, Pharaoh would kill the firstborn to control people. They just stun the firstborn. I'm sorry they did this to you, sir. And understand, you sound like, are you white, Hispanic, black?
Caucasian. And I thought,
what are you, sir? What's your racial background?
I'm Caucasian.
Well, listen. Imagine how bad it is for you and your male son. The numbers are over double for black males. And that's why you go out on the street, there are so many white, black, you name it, who look like they're not home. It's because they're not. Okay? They're gone. They were given chemical lobotomies, and your son may bounce back, but here's the deal. Do your own research. Start a website about, so people Google what to do after vaccine if the fever won't go away. They could have told you it was an autoimmune response, but they didn't want to admit guilt. So I love you. I love your child. I have empathy. I'm so sorry, sir. It makes me very angry. Now you've only got to warn other people before it hurts
them. We're
on
the march.
That's your mission.
The empire's on
the
run.
If you choose to accept
it. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Join us in the victory against these things.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We have an elite that want to play God. I'm going to take 4 or 5 phone calls right now. From Bryant, William, Sean, Kip, Paula, and others. Paula's up first. And then I'm going to shut it down for calls and try to just at least run through a bunch of these important headlines. By the way, that was a great learning experience for me today to realize that for about a week and a half or longer, I've had a Hillary cough because mold levels are so high in much of Texas and where I live in Austin, because it's been raining almost every day for like a month. I mean, it's in the news. The flooding, the dead all over the state. I mean, it's bad. Dry creek banks are like 10 feet deep. And it's mold. You know, cedar or mountain juniper will give me a headache or whatever. But mold makes me have scratchy lungs and scratchy throat. And there I was last night up off and on all night coughing. And I would wake up and go, what can I do? And drink some water. And then I wasn't even thinking that somewhere in the kitchen of the house, I guarantee you, my kids love it, I had a bottle of lung cleanse. We call it lung cleanse. I mean, it's got all these key essential oils in it. I mean, you name it, just everything. And it's so thick, it's so good. Compared to competitors, it'll be like two or three different things, or maybe something to numb your throat, and alcohol. And it's like clear water. And yeah, I can get a bottle of that stuff for like 30 cents, 40 cents. The spray nozzle on the top costs more than the bottle. But to put the essential oils in there concentrated is expensive. I think this is like $10 a bottle. That's the actual cost. We go and look it up. We tried to get it done less, but it's all organic and the rest of it. And we sell it for 25 or whatever it is. We got to make a profit to fund the operation. But the point is, I said, wait a minute. I could barely do the show. I was coughing. I said, get me lung cleanse. And I did it. What you do is you spray it, three or four shots to the mouth, and then breathe in after you've already sprayed it. And it just absolutely knocked it out 100%. And this is something we get such rave reviews on that I never even really talk about. It's such a great product. I'm going to do an ad or a promo about lung cleanse. And again, it's got, what, 4.5 stars. It's got 233 reviews by third-party power reviews. But look at the other sites that are reviewing it as well. It really is an amazing product, only produced by Dr. Group for InfoWarsLife.com. We also have a deal running 30 to 40% off. We only run twice a year on all InfoWars Select storable foods. That's just My Patriot Supply, private label by us. The very same products are labeled My Patriot right next to our products, InfoWarsStore.com. So it's, again, a really good time to take advantage of that with all the turmoil, with the globalists wanting us to be dependent on them, with government stockpiling food and weapons. I hope we don't have to use this. I'm not saying we're going to have a total martial law collapse, but it's gone from a possibility to a serious, serious possibility, maybe even a probability. In fact, you can see them gearing up. I want to say it is a serious probability, and I don't like to say that. There's obviously people that jump on the bandwagon and fearmonger about stuff that isn't accurate or say it's going to happen next week, and you hear that everywhere. All I'm saying is this is storable food that lasts 25 years. It's insurance policy you can eat, and folks need to take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com today or InfoWarsLife.com for the nutraceuticals like Brain Force or X2 or Supermel Vitality that's about to sell out, by the way. We have the new Make America Free, not Make America Great Again, Make America Free Again with InfoWars.com on the back. Those are very popular. Made in America. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Thank you for holding. Paula in Florida, thank you for calling today.
Hi, Alex. I'm calling about two things. One thing, I want to give my opinion. I do believe that Obama is the Antichrist. He has been sleeping with the Muslim Brotherhood since he's come into office and kicked all the media out of the Oval Office when he first came into office. He is everything Antichrist, just like the Muslim religion that was formed by Catholicism back in the 4th century. There's a book from a Jesuit priest, Antonio Rivera, that put out about how the Muslim religion was actually created through Catholicism to attack Jewish people that were following God and it wasn't following the way they wanted them to.
Well, let me ask you this question. Was it History or Discovery Channel had that hit show a few years ago? I only saw it a few times. It was History Channel, where the devil looks just like Obama. Why would they come out with a devil that looked almost like Obama? What are they trying to do? But that's establishment. That's what the system wants. What are they trying to tell us?
Actually, Hematep, the Egyptian god, actually looks almost exactly like Obama. Obama is if you notice, supports everything anti-God, anti-Christ. That's what the Muslim religion was formed through Catholicism, was to establish another religion.
Ma'am, I got to stop you. I appreciate your call. And you can send me the proof if you have it. I have never seen any proof that Catholicism was in bed with the Muslim religion. The Muslims, within 200 years of launching, almost took Rome and almost took the Vatican. They did take Rome and went all the way into Poland and to the edge of Germany today. but Germany. I have never, I mean, Catholicism and the Orthodox Church as well barely beat back Christendom, barely beat back the Muslim invasions. Paula, I mean, what's your proof of that? Where does that come from?
Okay, I was watching Israeli Ben Noon. It's Israeli News Live by Benjamin Ben Noon, and he gave a report about Anton Ribeiro. It was about a month or so ago, and he was a Jesuit priest that wrote a book back in the 4th century that talks about how the Catholicism actually published the Quran. They actually published that book. They actually
published. They didn't have publishing.
Indoctrinated.
Okay. They didn't have publishing till the middle of the 14th century. You're saying 4th century. The Gutenberg press, and that it wasn't widely distributed for about 200 years, movable type. But the modern pope is backing radical Islam and saying bring him into the West, and is a globalist a part of that plan? Absolutely. But you got a lot of folks that say if you slip on a banana peel, Jews did it. You got other folks that say if you slip on a banana peel, Catholics did it. There's globalists manipulating any and every organ. The Protestant church is one of the most out of control, foaming at the mouth, New World Order groups there are. It's not that Protestants are bad. I mean, I come from a long Protestant background. And then I have all these weird anti-Catholic people that are mentally ill claiming, you know, because there was a black guy named Alex Jones that's a Catholic. They're nuts, folks. They think that's me. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I'm going to tell you something. The white supremacists are freaking nuts. And so are the anti-Catholic people. That doesn't mean that Israel doesn't have serious issues, and I criticize when Israel does bad stuff, or that Catholicism isn't out of control and the New World Order tool at the top. It's just that I've never seen such dishonest, foaming at the mouth loons. I mean, loons. I don't know who's more out of control, the white supremacists or the Catholic bashers, because they will just make stuff up, Photoshop your head on things, and they really believe it. And it's like a power trip. Like, they say you work for the Vatican, or they say you work for the Jews, or here's one that pseudo-intellectuals do. I've had people I know in the media walk up to me that I've helped and been nice to. And they'll go, I know you work for the Koch brothers. Filth. And I go, well, huh? They'll go, oh, yeah. I don't sit there and go, no, I don't. And I go, okay, fine. You know, I mean, the Koch brothers finance media that comes after us, just like Media Matters does with the Obamas and the Clintons. And they literally are working with talk radio to try to kick me off stations. I know they're connected to it. There's a reign of terror on patriot conservative libertarians like myself that are real patriots. They're shutting us down everywhere. I mean, look, kicked off XM, top subscribers. People love me on there. Kicked off all. We're getting more stations, though, as we lose stations. But know this, they're trying to contain us. Contain me? I'm just a regular guy. But, I mean, when they're basing the new X-Files on it, and Chris Carter says that on national TV, and when you know, there's all these huge movies coming out, and then they admit that, and I'm licensing clips of my show to all these huge movies in production, and our videos are getting 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 million views a week, and we're getting on all these stations across the world, not just here, and our numbers are just exploding. Our reach on every platform is exploding. But they really are doing everything they can. And I'm not bragging when I say, ooh, we're big. I mean, we're still relatively small for the message we put out. We should be reaching everybody. I mean, everybody should be reaching out to everybody they know and saying, you should be tuning into this, because we told you that all the new appliances 16, 17 years ago would have tracker chips in them and communicate with your smart meters and run your whole house and tax you by the hour and control your thermostat and control what's in your garbage. And it's all here now. I've got it in the news today. We told you about the NSA spying. We told you about cancer viruses and the vaccines and hundreds of other issues that have been proven right. They were proven right then. When I had the family pediatrician, he's retired now, one of the biggest pediatric facilities in Austin, one of the big ones that, quote, wouldn't try to make you take vaccines. You know, when I had my son born, I went and Googled pediatricians that aren't, you know, forced vaccination, because they'll refuse care and then try to bully you into it. And there came a few names, and this guy was one of the most respected as well and one of the top guys. And he said, listen, I'm going to tell you something, but I don't want you to tell anybody I told you. You can tell people a story, but don't tell people I told you. And he tells me, and then he's a big, pretty big guy. He grabbed me hard by the arm. You know, doctors can be authoritative. And my kids have been going there for years then. I mean, like 5-6 years. And by then, I had like 3 kids. He grabbed me by the arm. The guy had like 8 or 9 doctors under him, but he would come in and see me. And he said, I told you that, but don't say my name. And I said, okay, but, you know, he's kind of mad. I could tell he was freaked out by it. He wanted to tell the truth, but he didn't want to be involved in a scandal. So he knows vaccines are bad. So he has a clinic where they don't make you take them. Close quote. And then his conscience tells me, and then he gets scared that I'm not going to, you know. Whistleblowers do that all the time. I mean, what is that doctor supposed to do when he's in an East Austin clinic with black and Hispanic kids, you know, 90% of them, and he starts reading on the batch insert, and it's a live virus from cultures in the 60s and 70s banned by 1978. And he started warning people. He talked to me about a minute or two. He raised an alarm, and they said, well, we're doing it. This is what the health department ordered. The Austin Health Department gives black kids cancer viruses. It's sensational. Meanwhile, I can't even go to nice restaurants hardly anymore in East Austin. It happened to me 3 times about a year ago. They got some of the best restaurants over there. And I had big racist black guys come up and demand money from me. And I don't look like a pushover. And I had to say no and have them scream at me. And that's because it all started with all this race push stuff. That, again, they're murdering these people with soft kills, and then they watch the TV like everybody else does and believe I'm the enemy because I'm white. Let me tell you something. It came out last week. All over the world, they're having to recall the vaccine. They went, oh, we found out it was the live one with the SV40 cancer virus. They're still mixing it, creating it, and using it, even though they've had hundreds of sources for the polio vaccine that they could produce. The original one they produced in the 50s has been kept alive because it's the one they want to give you, and it's been connected to millions a year in paralyzed children, and they just call it a vaccine bad reaction. And they supposedly outlawed it in the West, but it's okay in the third world. And they give Eastern Europeans, you name it, Asians, Africans, and Latin Americans SV40 cancer virus that is the leading cause of viral-based cancer in the world. And then they have the New York Times come out a few months ago and say, scientists shocked by the fact that looks like most cancer is viral. Scientists are shocked that George Washington had a little ponytail, or that he wore Hessian boots, or that he couldn't chop down a cherry tree. It's like scientists shocked that a virus causes the flu. Scientists shocked that humans need oxygen. I'm going to go back to your calls. Paul, I appreciate your call. Here's the deal. I don't care who's running this show. I see the communist Chinese doing the most evil stuff in the world. They're Chinese. Whatever. Our elites are working with them. They're doing it to their own people. Isn't the Chinese are evil or Jews are evil or these? It's that they're evil people in control of groups. And nobody around me wants to warn anybody about SV40 and the kids' vaccines, the oral vaccine. It's like, oh, that's Alex, you know. He's just, yeah, he's right about stuff. But, you know, there's a new episode of this coming out on Netflix tonight. Do you think they're going to stop with giving kids in East Austin live cancer virus that goes in and embeds? See, the reason I like SV40, for whatever reason, it spreads very slowly over decades. And for whatever reason, when hormones are higher in the body, it never really takes hold. But as soon as your hormones start dropping, you die of the cancer. And it can cause hundreds of different variants in different tissues. It's just, it embeds the whole body, replicates slowly. The government estimates that 98 million people in the first round of it in the 50s got cancer. That's just type that in, you'll get CDC documents from the 70s when they stopped using it. 98 million people. And I got all these callers. I want to take your calls. I got tons of news here. But, I mean, how do I just not tell you that this is happening? And see, humans have been set up in a predatory way where oh, that's just the poor people, or that's the minorities. But see, they tell you that racism is how you look or where you go or what you do or how much money you make. No. The subtle racism is the eugenics classism where, yeah, I've heard HIV targets people with dominant genes and with certain receptor sites. Yeah, I've heard that there might be some cancer viruses, but you just know, you can pull up the numbers in Europe here in the U.S., you know the more highly educated you are, the less vaccines you take. You just type that in, you'll get articles about the most educated county in America in Northern California has the highest vaccine rate, only 22%. Health authorities are panicking. Gee, why are the highest educated group not taking it? Because they're all people that were health department folks and doctors and scientists. They all know. Every time I'm invited to a party at some mansion or something out in the country, I'll figure out why I've been invited to it and I'll walk in. It's only happened 4 or 5 times. And there'll all be these doctors and scientists sitting around. And they'll all turn like a movie and they'll go, we're aware of the plan. We were part of it. We're preparing for whenever they do release the plague out here in the countryside. And, you know, by the way, John Wayne, just lives next door. You know, it's like, Twilight Zone, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And then, you know, the Wayne family is like, we're evacuating to Costa Rica. You've got only 5-6 years to get out. That was 6 years ago. And I'm just sitting there, you know, and it's like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I don't know, folks. I'm just saying, you trust this government and this media, you're crazy. Paula, thanks for the call. We're going to let her go now. Kip, Sean, William, Brian, your calls are straight ahead. Kip and then Brian in Hawaii, stay with us.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple 2 steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
kids because they read the papers. They can't be seen with me.
And I'm getting real shot down when I'm feeling me.
I love it.
No,
feeling good.
With a nice guy.
Getting attacked by, let's not exaggerate, 20 newspapers a day, sometimes 1,000. Today's been lied. It's only been about 20. Last week when Billy Corgan was on, it was in hundreds of publications. Look. This is from Esquire. A conspiracy theory about Beyonce and the CIA. And it says an update on old white men still freaking out about Beyonce. And in my video, I show the congressional record legalizing the CIA. I show the hundreds of millions being spent at the NFL for propaganda. And I show MTV's connections to Sumner Redstone and the CIA. And then I show the Washington Post foreign policy. U.S. repeals propaganda ban, spreads government-made news to Americans. Her anti-cop stuff is the official White House program with Soros. And then they make a big joke out of it. When Esquire did a cover story on me 2 years ago, one of the top writers in the country that they sent here to do the piece, we can pull it up. And I think it was Father Knows Best for the Apocalypse was the name of the article. They since changed the name online, but that'll bring it up. That was the story in the magazine. His dad had been the CIA section chief in Southeast Asia, the famous one, who was assassinated in Vietnam and all this stuff. And I'm not going to get into him, but it's like they literally send, basically, like the CIA here to interview me. Atlantic Monthly, like, sent a Mossad guy over here. And then they sit there and they make jokes about it. Now, that was a pretty fair piece. They weren't even going to publish it. And he said, well, if you don't that crazy, you're not going to put something in there. I said, oh, whatever, I'll do it. So it's a waste of time on this. That was John Richardson. Look, he wrote a best-selling book about his dad in the CIA. I guess that doesn't exist either, right? Oh my gosh. I have had all these agencies here try to recruit me over the years. Yeah, it's just crazy. I just can't believe how these people operate. But they're operating domestically. They think you're dumb. Let's go. Kip's up first, and then we're going to go to Bryant. Kip in Georgia, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, brother, how you doing, man? It's a pleasure to finally talk to you.
Pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for holding.
It's been a jam-up show today. One thing, I really enjoy when the pastor comes on, but I know it's a lot of crazy stuff going on right now, but I just kind of feel it my duty as a Christian to go ahead and voice why. I mean, I'm not speaking for the rest of the country, but I'd say this, man, the Lord is moving in Georgia. I know it's not all over the place right now, but the seeds for revival have been planted.
No, sir. No, people are getting closer to God, and a lot of worldly people I talk to now get it, and they know it's not going to be in some church or some Bible-thumping Pharisee, you know, who's arrogant and probably in men's bathrooms at night, you know, doing weird stuff. But the Spirit of God is moving. You're right.
And, you know, it's going to revolve around music, believe it or not. And, you know, the thing with God is all things are possible through him. And, you know, I think God would like to use nobody else other than the same ones who sold out to Satan and spin them around. Because with all these musicians dying, they're starting to realize that, hey, they're not invincible. And I believe and I see the Lord. I have connections within the music industry. And I see the Lord moving. And
Kip, I agree with you. There's no atheists in foxholes. Everybody feels the world is changing. We'll be back in 70 seconds. Infowars.com/show. Sign up for the free newsletter and get up to 30% off promo codes exclusively.
Communications Radio Network.